Good evening. My name is Jethro. I'm a shepherd. Simple man. Been doing this my whole life. My father was a shepherd all of my life before I became a shepherd. But we're not just normal shepherds. We're what many people call temple shepherds. You see, it's our job to tend the flocks of lambs that are used for sacrifice at the temple. I grew up with my dad doing this job. And I remember as a little boy, I always wanted to go out in the field with Dad. I always wanted to go out with him. See, every time that it became time for the ewes to lamb, Dad would spend all night in the field. I have to admit, as a little boy, that felt like something that was fun. Now as an old man, it feels like something that's work. But in those days, I wanted nothing more than to go out in the field. I remember as far back as my mind can remember, 5 and 6 years old. Dad, can I go with you now? No, he would say. You're not old enough. You're not mature enough. See, my dad knew that when I was 5 or 6, that I'd get out there and I would start playing on the cliff sides. I'd start throwing rocks. And many times he'd tell me, you'll get out there and throw a rock and you'll knock your eye out. And he never would let me go. I remember it was about 40 years ago. I was 8 years old. And Dad finally came to me and says, are you ready to go to the field, son? Yes. I was excited. But little did I know what that night was going to be. Little did I know that that night was not just going to change me, but it was going to change history. I remember we got dressed and we got ready, and Dad gave me this staff. He told me to carry it on my shoulder. And I carried it everywhere I went that night. My age has increased now. Now I carry it with the other end. A lifetime of memories are bound up in this staff. But that night, I know you can't see it from there, but etched in this staff are the memories of my whole life. But right here at the end is the etching of an angel and a star. That night, everything changed. I remember he gave me the staff, and I was so excited. We got out, and we began to watch the sheep. We knew that there were some ewes that were going to lamb that night, and it was our job when the ewes would have their lambs. Many times they would have two. That's normal. But the only lambs that were worthy to be used as a sacrifice was the firstborn lamb. The second lamb to come out wasn't worthy. So Dad gave me a red ribbon. And he said, if one of the ewes goes into labor, you take the first lamb out, clean it up, you wrap it, but you mark it by tying this ribbon around its neck so that when morning comes, we can go to the high priest and we can tell him, these are the lambs that were the firstborn lambs. These are the lambs that are worthy to be sacrificed. They're worthy cover the sins of the people. I still have my red ribbon. My dad told me to keep it that night because he told me I had found the lamb worthy of sacrifice. You see, we were sitting outside and we were watching, and I was being antsy and I was wanting to move around, and Dad kept saying, settle down, settle down, be still. I don't know about you, but when I was 8 years old, it was hard for me to be still. But all of a sudden, we saw a light shining in the sky, and an angel of the Lord appeared. I know some people think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I was there. I saw it. The angel appeared, and I'm telling you, I was scared. But what was more is Dad was scared too. Now, ain't nothing worse than looking up and Dad being scared. And we were all frightened. And I was hiding behind Dad, and Dad was trying to find what he could hide behind. But then we heard the voice of that angel speak to us. And he said, fear not. Well, a little too late for that. Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, he said. I was petrified. Why are you talking to me with good tidings? You could kill us. But then he went on, he said, for unto you is born this day. And when he said those words, even as a little boy, I remember thinking, that's why we're out here. We're out here because things are to be born. He said, for unto you is born this day a Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We stood in awe as all of a sudden the whole sky opened up. In the middle of that night, it became as bright as day. And the angels began to stand in chorus lines. And they began to say, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We began to worship and celebrate this amazing thing that had been told to us. The angel said this. He said, you will know him because you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We had swaddling clothes. We would take the lambs as they would be born and we would swaddle them and keep them warm in the cold night. And we would protect them. Why? Because they were special. And we immediately understood that this angel was telling us that this baby was not just another child, but this baby was just like our lambs. He was holy. He was to be set apart from birth. We went into Bethlehem and we found the manger. We found the stable where his mom and dad were staying. There'd been no place for them in the inn. And we walked into the stable, there in the manger, just like the angel said, wrapped in swaddling clothes, was a child. He was so beautiful. He was so adorable. I know, I've had children of my own now, and I've walked in and seen them and thought, wow, how awesome they are. But there was something special about this child. When we got to the side of that manger, we all fell to our knees. My dad didn't even have to tell me to be still and kneel down. I just instinctively, as a child, knew that this baby that was just a few years younger than me was special. I remember I asked my dad, as I pulled my red ribbon off my staff, I said, "Dad, should we mark that he's the firstborn?" I'll never forget what my father told me. He said, "Son, the prophets have already marked. The angels have already marked him. Isaiah said that there would be one born of a virgin that would take away the sins of the world. The angels declared to us that we're born unto us a Christ, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Dad told me to take my ribbon and to tie it on my staff, and to remember that I had seen the one marked to be the salvation of the world. I had witnessed the one marked to be the sacrifice. We sat there for a long time. I was so excited. At one point, I found a seed on a hay bale. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was so nice, she even placed him in my arms. And I got to hold him. And it was so neat. After we'd been there for a while, my dad said, "We must go. We must go back and find our flocks and check on the sheep." But when we got up, as we were walking away, my dad said, "I want you to tell everybody what you've seen." And for the next years, everywhere we went, we told people what had happened. That there was a babe born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger, and that the angels had told us that he was the Christ, the Messiah. To my dad's death, my dad spread the word, telling everybody not about the many, many sacrificial lambs that he had sat with in the middle of the night at their birth, but instead, the rest of his life, he told people about the babe that he witnessed in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Everywhere I've went, I carry this ribbon on my staff. Many people ask me, "What's that ribbon for?" And I say, "Let me tell you about the night that I saw the firstborn son of Mary, the virgin. The angels declared to me that he was a holy child. Kept my eyes on Jesus." That's his name. I've listened for stories about him. When he was 3 or 4 years old, I hear that some wise men came to see him, gave him presents and gifts. Shortly after that, Herod sent out a decree that all the young children should be killed. I remember I was worried. I knew that Jesus fit within that age range. But I hear tell that the Lord sent a dream to his earthly father, Joseph, and that they had escaped to Egypt. Didn't hear much about him. Heard he came back to Nazareth at one point. Then about 12 years later, I guess I was probably 20, I heard that there was a young boy in Jerusalem. And he had went in and sat down with the priests and the scribes And he began to teach them as a boy, as a 12-year-old. And when I heard the story, they didn't have to tell me who it was. I knew it was the sacrificial lamb. Didn't hear much else about him. Then all of a sudden, I began to hear, probably 10 years ago, began to hear about Jesus again. He was traveling around. He had chosen some men to follow him. There were some ladies that followed him as well, and he was doing miracles, and he was causing blinded eyes to open and deaf ears to open. And I thought, oh, yeah, he is the Messiah. He's this is going to be, I was there when he was born, when we would sit around the coffee shop and we would talk about the events of the day. Somebody would say, did you hear what that Rabbi Jesus did? There was a storm last night. They said in the middle of the storm, he went walking out on the water like it was dry land. I just leaned back, lifted up my staff, and said, see that red ribbon? I was there when he was born. Keep your eye on him. Something special about him. That went on three and a half years. But about 7 years ago, it was Passover. I'd taken a flock of new lambs to the temple, as I have every year since I was 8. The city was abuzz. There was anger everywhere. The franticness of the crowd. Had my flock going crazy. Took all I could do to keep them in line as I took them to the temple. Got into the city and I said, what's going on? They said, haven't you heard? They've arrested Jesus. Jesus. They say he's a blasphemer. The city has cried for his life. They've asked Pilate to give them Barabbas, a criminal, an insurgent. When you were in Jerusalem in those days, there wasn't much you could do but follow the crowd. I saw him. He didn't look like the little babe I'd seen 33 years before. He was beat up. He was bruised. They'd plucked out his beard. They'd spit on him. They'd punched him. They took him up on Calvary. They nailed him to a cross. I was in despair. Until I remembered the words that my father used to tell me about our lambs. See, my father used to tell me every time a lamb would be born, we would mark him. And I would hold him. I would often look at Dad, as most young boys would, Can we keep him? And he'd say, no, son. Our lambs are not pets. Our lambs are redemption. Our lambs are not pets. Our lambs are born to die so that we can live. As those words begin to echo in my head, right at the hour that the priest would sacrifice the lamb, there was an earthquake. I heard Jesus in a distance on the cross. I could see him. And I heard him cry, "It is finished." The earth shook. The sky went black. And I knew that the firstborn had given his life so that I could live. I went back to the temple and found out that at that very moment, the veil to the Holy of Holies had ripped from the top to the bottom. I knew that day, for the first time, I fully understood what my red ribbon meant. I fully understood that he was the firstborn, not just of Mary, but of Jehovah. He was the firstborn of the Father, sent to earth, and he was born to die so that I could live. I still carry my staff. Now I carry it from the top and not the bottom. The older you get, the higher you carry the staff. I now hold the top. But I still have the red ribbon. I still tell people about the firstborn of Mary and the firstborn a Jehovah God, who was born and lived, but more importantly, he died so that I could live. But you know, I heard another story about Jesus. 3 days after he died on that cross, he rose up from the dead alive. There's something special about that man. There's something special about that boy. He is my redemption. He was my sacrifice. And now, I can believe with the other believers in his death, burial, and resurrection. Partly because I saw his birth. I still today witness the fact that the Holy One, the Righteous One, was the firstborn of Mary and the firstborn of Jehovah, and he is our sacrifice. And that's my story.